In the studio, I've got Gia Ramirez. Good morning, Gia.
Good morning, Aaron.
How are you doing? You're enjoying your trip to the studio?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm having a lot of fun so far.
That's good. And tell us, what do you do for a living, Gia?
I kind of do a job which is upside down. So I do a lot of handstands and trapeze and silks.
It looks very interesting. And why did you choose this for a career?
Can I just come down and we do...
You've had enough now? Okay, yeah, all right, here we go. So, folks, you might have thought Gia's voice sounded a little bit strained. It's because he was doing a handstand on the big desk here in the studio. So, you're feeling... Was that long enough?
That was, I would say a long time.
Long time, yeah. And Jess, you can pull up the seat and grab that other microphone over there, which we didn't even think about what we were doing after Gia came down. Let's pull this one over here. Actually, I'm going to change this around as well. So, yeah, if you'd been looking through the window, you would have seen Gia upside down on the desk. And I thought this would be fun to do just because I'd seen little bits of video of you doing sideways things on kids' play gyms and stuff like that, because you're pretty strong. I think your biceps are about twice the size of mine. You reckon I could do that?
Yeah.
No.
Flags on...
I could actually get up in the air, but then I would fall over backwards off the other side of the desk and down below. Yeah. Breaking several bones.
It would go viral.
Yeah, that would go viral, yeah. I'd end up one of those compilations of, like, foolish people who did stupid things. I'd end up on, what's that one, Daily Dose of Internet. There's a video that... compilation this guy does every day of weird things he's found on the internet on YouTube. Yeah, you don't want to be on there.
No.
You know?
Ideally not, no.
So so folks, Gia and Jess are the people who set up Freedom to Fly, and you listen to our What's On guide with motorbike going past. We're often talking about the kids classes that happen after school every day, sometimes during school time for the homeschooled kids, and sometimes on the weekend there's classes, and in the evening there's adults classes. You guys are pretty busy, and at the end of the year, traditionally you've done a show for the last few years, like, you know, like the drama class does and Whangarei Youth Movement dance. Everybody does a show, but this year I think you guys have got something a little more spectacular than normal lined up, haven't you? It's not just the kids performing.
Yes, so we're bringing this idea that we have, which was in the same weekend that we doing the showcase for the dance and circus show, we're going to be bringing two different companies. One company from Wellington, which is the Flying Fans. It's Jessica, do you want to talk about the Flying Fans?
The Flying Femmes. I got the poster here.
Yeah, they're a pretty strong group of four amazingly talented women. And they've each got their own incredible skill set, which makes a very powerful show, and it's suitable for all ages.
So this is circus things. I see someone on a unicycle, things involving hoops.
Yep. We've got aerials, we've got ground-based things, hula hooping.
Right.
Contortion.
Yes.
Okay, so this is old-fashioned circus stuff, really.
Yes, it's a classic circus, yeah. And they're really, really flexible and really strong. So it's a must to see show, yes.
Okay, so this is the weekend of the 4th and the 5th of November? Is everything happening that weekend?
Correct.
Okay, so that's one show, and that's at 11 and 4 on Saturday. Then also, what else have we got?
Yes, sorry, and we're starting the festival with Iti Kahuraki. Kahuraki is from Christchurch, and he's bringing a Maori circus show.
Okay.
And this is very interesting. It's his own experience, how he started learning circus and be a performer as a Maori. So I think it's also a must to see, and trying to get all our students to come and see, because I think it's amazing.
So that's Friday the 3rd at 3:30. Iti Kahuraki. And we're talking about fusing whakapapa Māori, Māori taka, circus, and the boundless power of the human spirit.
Yes.
It's exactly what it is.
So, but principally circus-type things.
Yes.
Excuse my phraseology there. I don't know quite what...
Yeah, to be honest, it's new also for us. So it's Kahuraki is coming because first we know Kahuraki since 2010 when we used to tour New Zealand with... company from Wellington, and we made this character in Christchurch. He was really interesting, and he also bring the best conversations. And since then, we see him in every single festival. He's kind of a leader, taking a Maori circus to every single town in New Zealand, which is pretty amazing. And I'm also interested that he's doing a Taiyaha workshop, which is the kind of the, I call it martial arts for Maori with the stick.
With the Taiyaha.
Taiyaha. And so he's going to be sharing some of these moves on this Saturday as well. So as soon as the Flying Femmes finish the show, we will go with the Taiyaha workshop at the Freedom to Fly studio.
Okay. And is that a traditional Taiyaha workshop, or is he bringing, I mean, how does that work? Has the art form evolved in modern times? I have no idea.
Yeah, he described his workshop as a description. Yes, we do.
Do we? Jess, have you got something? Oh, we've got it in the... So, folks, if you want to know more about this, we should actually say the recent edition of the rag, the local rag, has got basically the schedule for the weekend with some details in it. So, Jess, what have we got there for the workshop?
So, join us for an unforgettable journey that bridges the gap between ancient wisdom and modern life. In this wānanga, you'll delve into the art of the Taiyaha, learning defensive postures and techniques that have been passed down through generations.
Okay, there we go.
That's 12:30 p.m. and 5 p.m.
On which day?
On Saturday, the 4th of November, at the Freedom to Fly studio.
So, the studio is in the...
48 Bow Street.
In the church hall.
Yeah.
Just up there, yeah.
Yeah.
So, is everything happening there?
No, we're also bridging out into the Tūku Hall.
Ah.
So, we're wanting a bit of a bigger space to accommodate our dance showcase, but also to have a stage for our students to... dance on for their parents to see. For the last couple of years, we've just used the hall, and the audience have been on the same level as the performers, and so it'd be nice to have our students experience time on a stage.
So that's the thing that you always do at the end of each year.
Yeah.
And so that's happening on Saturday as well?
It is. A lot's happening on Saturday.
I know, I'm looking at it all the time, so it's going to be non-stop. So that's 2 and 6 at the Tūku Hall.
Yep.
There's two of you in organising this. Do you feel like you need four, maybe, of you?
Yeah, we definitely have a bigger team for this. The whole event is called Freedom to Fly Fest.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we bring other people. So I don't know if you know Katie Lowes.
Yeah.
She's helping us. She's a project manager, and she's been amazing organising.
Of course, Katie is. She's involved with the radio station and the Environment Centre.
Yes.
The soccer club.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She's very organized, and she knows a lot of people, and she knows how to deal with people. So she's helping us a lot. Mm. We have a few sponsors, business from town, supplying accommodation for the performers, some drinks, even coffee vouchers, which is pretty amazing. And we also have the Raglan Sign Company doing some beautiful posters that you will see around town.
The which company?
Raglan Sign Company.
Oh, the sign company. Okay,
yeah. Doing logos and stuff. We have Romane as well as a designer. So, yeah, a few people has stepped on and helping with the festival, which otherwise we couldn't make it because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's team effort, for sure.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about all the events yet. What's the Enchanted Earth? What's that? I've got several posters around me here that I'm working from, folks.
That is our Circus Aerial and Acro Showcase, which is happening on Sunday at 1 p.m. on the 5th of November.
So is that you guys?
That's Jay and his classes.
Have you got some...
We've split our showcase into two different ones. So we've got a dance showcase, which is showcasing our ballet and jazz dancers. And then our aerial, circus and acro classes are in another showcase.
And these are the students.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be performing as well, but that's on the cabaret night on the 3rd of November. It's a Friday, 3rd of November at 7:30.
Okay.
And that will be at Tūku Hall.
That's the one I haven't got a poster for.
Yes.
Yeah, a night of spicy, burlesque, sexy comedy and local talent. Does that mean you'll be wearing those sexy pants again? I wasn't going to bring them up, but you put the word in the advertising.
Are you talking about his black shiny pants?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they are a crowd favourite.
For like about approximately half the crowd.
Do you have a pair?
No, myself, no. There's not really any point in me having a pair because I can't like... Because I've seen photos. You did a show in Hamilton. Is it the Meteor Theatre or something?
Yes.
And you're hanging from... It involves hanging from some ropes. And that's about the best I can do to describe it. But you are wearing the shiny pants. Nothing on the top half. And...
It must be the day that I forgot my costume.
I don't think so. Anyway, it's all part of the spectacle, right? You want to see the muscles that are making all that stuff happen.
Yes, I have a little bit of story, the ad. So definitely you want to come and see it. And it's not just Jessica and I. It's, we're 11 performers.
11?
Performing at the Cabaret Night. So everyone is bringing an ad or two. And then Jessica and I are going to be MC. And yeah, it's going to be a night to remember.
So that's a cabaret night. So who are the other performers?
So we have two more professional performers living in Raglan, Nick and Evelyn, and they've been living here for approximately 2 years, and they help us with some classes. They come and train our space. They also create in their own shows, and yeah, this is I think one of the first time that they're going to be performing in Raglan.
Cool.
The other performers from the other shows, they're going to be bringing different acts to the cabaret night.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a structure that festivals use. So you usually take your own show to perform at a festival, but you want to bring a different act for the late night show with all other performers.
So what sort of art is that?
Sorry?
Mixture of things again. So sort of... aerial rope, hula hooping, handstanding, contortioning, dancing, yeah. Acro.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the stuff that you can do, Aaron.
And come
I don't know whether this angle is about. I sit here lifting up a ballpoint pen and I produce hot air. Like it's... This is some of the least physically exacting activity that you can do running a radio station. But do you have adult students?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our adults are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got... they perform... Most of them like to perform it in our showcases each year. We've got some performing in our Enchanted Earth on the Sunday. And one of them's also joining us for our cabaret night too. Yeah. So it's exciting.
And presumably, I hope you're advertising like over the hill, over the other side of the deviation.
In Hamilton?
For people to come out and check this out.
Yeah, definitely.
And I had no idea we had so many kind of circus performers or performers in that kind of field in this country. And I'm wondering how everyone makes a living from that. Such a small country for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
We were talking with Jessica how this the Flying Femmes is four girls. And they drive in all the way from Wellington. They put in the show in a van, and they come into Raglan just because they love to do what they do.
Yeah.
Definitely, so what we're trying is to sell as many tickets as we can, so we can pay them properly. But it's always, as an artist, you always kind of take the risk of the amount of tickets that the festival is gonna sell.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you always get a little bit of money, but not always the one that you deserve it. So we're trying our best to be able to pay these performers what they deserve because they are amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a big commitment to come all the way.
Yeah, and I know because having talked to you guys before, you used to perform in London where you've got, you know, millions of people around to get your audience from. So New Zealand just feels very challenging.
Yes, it's definitely a different industry.
It is. So Jay's main job is teaching, but then he has random performances that come, especially at this time of year.
Yeah.
So he's usually flying down to Wellington or Auckland for that.
Yeah.
And my main one is teaching, and sometimes we have cruises that we go on throughout the year.
Okay.
That helps as well. So.
Not as passengers,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's I mean, normally a cruise goes around the world or something. So do they sort of hit Auckland and you get on board there and then they go down the coast and you get off at Christchurch sort of thing?
Yeah, our next one's Napier to Christchurch and it's only two to three days.
Okay.
Thank goodness for my mother looking after our kids.
Yeah, I met your mother. She came in here one day a few months ago. So
I can't remember what it was for,
but we had a chat. Yeah.
Oh, good old Linda.
Yeah, she told me where we'd got our What Song Guide wrong, so I fixed that. No, it's good. I got to know.
Yeah.
Got to know. We've got to get it. Got to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I see we're just about out of time here. I'm trying to work out how to explain this to people. So, because we've talked about all the little things. So it's a Freedom to Fly festival. It's happening on the weekend of the 3rd and 4th and the 5th. And we've got Iti Kahuraki 3:30 on Friday. We've got the cabaret night starting on Friday at 7:30. Then on Saturday, we've got the Flying Femmes performing at 11 and 4. We've got the student showcase at 2 and 6. We've got the Taiha workshops at 12:30 and 5 o'clock on Saturday. And we've got the Enchanted Earth showcase Sunday at 1 p.m. in various places too, the Tiuku Hall and the normal hall that you use just over across the roundabout here from where we are in the town hall. Are we running out of halls in this town, do you think? I feel like we're running out of halls.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dream, is to have a space that has a theatre for everyone to use, but also like a few more studios in one venue location.
Yeah,
because we have also branched off to another hall on Tuesday. We have two halls on the go.
Oh, yeah, over Stuart Street.
Yeah,
the
that's
church
right.
hall there. Yeah. Yeah. Thank goodness for the church halls.
Thank goodness for the church halls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what we'd do without them.
It's funny because this town hall is obviously it's full all the time after school.
Yeah.
But there was a time when the town hall was run down and it was like this floor here. I don't know if you noticed, but the floor is concrete because one day they opened the door and the timber floor just fell in and everything fell down.
Wow.
Because the floor was too close to the ground, so there's moisture issues that you get with that. Anyway, so the hall was really run down and a group of people kind of got together and tried and built it back up to where it is now, and then it got used more and more, and now people are going out to the Tiuku Hall like you guys because they need hall space, and the church halls are full. And and I hear about people, there's people now who want to create a indoor basketball court venue in town, and you know, there's quite a lot of interest out there in creating more spaces, and it does feel like we're running out, or just about on the verge of running out in the community.
I mean, we just need more safe spaces for people to be doing things inside on the wet weather days, and
and when you say safe spaces, in your guys' case it means mats on the floor, so when people fall off they have you ever had any spectacular injuries, either of you?
I don't, and I touch wood.
Really?
You know, we've been lucky, but I think half of it is also training.
Yeah.
Training and only doing what your body's capable of doing.
Yeah, and for context, Gia, you've been a circus performer since forever, since probably before you left school, I guess.
Yes.
You were interested in it. And Jess, you've been doing dance for equal amount of time, and which is just like doing sport. Injuries are pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well in that regard.
Yeah, thank you.
If people want to find out more about the Freedom to Fly Festival, where can they look? Aside from the most recent copy of the rag, where all the schedule is there online places they can go to?
Yeah, you can check out the shows, the dates and the times and the locations on a website called Humanitics.
Yeah.
And that gives all the information, and that's also where you can purchase tickets.
Okay.
So that has all the information there.
And you are doing updates on your Facebook?
We are.
Freedom to Fly Facebook?
Yep. Yeah. We've made events all on Facebook, and I'm about to put our help centre for this fest on our website as well, with all the information there as well, so people can find it on freedomtofly.co.nz. Right.
Okay, well, we've got the Raglan Arts Weekend coming up this weekend. Then we've got a weekend to do not too much. And then the Freedom to Fly Festival is hitting town. So that's good.
It's all kicking off.
Yeah, it's all happening in Raglan. Yeah. Good to have you guys in the studio this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ara.
And, Gia, thanks for doing the handstand on the desk for the interview to start with. Folks, if you heard the start of that, wondering what that looked like, Jess did get some footage of that. So we're going to put that on our social media and on your social media probably as well for this. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, that is the end of the show for the day, and I'll be back again tomorrow. We're talking Raglan Arts Weekend again tomorrow, actually exclusively, I think. We're going to hear about the Hatch, the Emerging Artist Exhibition as well. And don't forget, I haven't talked about it at all today, but the community board meeting is on at 1:30 in the Town Hall Supper Room. That's the open forum from 1:30 to 2, and then the formal meeting starts at 2. So if you've got anything you want to bring to their attention, that is the time to do it.